A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. The Lord says, "You, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too shalt small to be among the clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient times. Therefore, the Lord will give up until the time when she who is to give birth has borne. And the rest of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord. In the majestic name of the Lord, his God, to the end, he shall be peace." The Arbas responsorial psalm is, "With delight I rejoice in the Lord.
With delight I rejoice in the Lord.
In your mercy, let my heart rejoice in your salvation. With delight I rejoice in the Lord."
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Of Aspha. Aspha became the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Joram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Amos. Amos, the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shechtiel. Shechtiel, the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel became the father of Abud. Abud became the father of Elikam. Elikam became the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Achim. Achim, the father of Eluid. Eluid became the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who was called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came to be about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child is born." She came from it. So it shows us it does. People say, "Oh, no, no, I'm a mess. You know, you don't know my history." Oh, shut up. Red must have history. All of us are broken people. Somebody, when they read my book, Be a Man, once, they wrote to me and they says, "Father, you have issues." And I sat there and I responded, "I have lots of issues." The blue bus knows this already, correct? I have issues. And the reality is that so did the history of Jesus and Mary. As a matter of fact, I often talk about, Jesus did not tiptoe through the tulips, you know that. A lot of people didn't like Jesus. That's why they had him killed. He did a lot of yelling and screaming to the rich and the holy people, you know. They didn't like him at all. Every time he opened his mouth, it's like, okay, we gotta kill him. So, since some of you can relate about me, you know, can that reality, just so you say it. But the reality is, like, often people say, "You know, Father, I am the way I am because of my family." And I go to see a shrink and that's what he tells me all the time. Part of that, but you know, part of the reality of when we're all born into original sin, correct? One of the differences between Catholics and Protestants when it comes to basic theology, Catholics believe man is basically good. Protestants believe man is basically why? Because what happens is we're always a damned mess or a pile of manure is what he said. But when we're saved, Jesus comes and covers us like snow over manure. So when God looks at us, he does not see the manure. He sees snow. We're covered in the blood of the Lamb. We believe that once we come to Jesus, we are transformed. Our whole past, our whole future, everything is transformed when we're covered in the blood of the Lamb. And What we do is when we come to that, is if given a choice between good and evil, we believe we'll always choose good. Again, Amy Grant, who used to, if anybody follows Amy Grant, remember Amy Grant? She used to have a song called Old Man's Rubble. And the Old Man's Rubble, one of the lines of Old Man's Rubble, it says, being good is just a fable. I'm not good because I'm not able. You are good. G-O-O-D. Now everybody, when they sit there and say that's my license plate, they think, are you sure that's Father Larry's license plate? I'm sure. Because basically, we're created in God's image and likeness. And when it comes here and you go through the whole history of Jesus and how he was born, and then it says, my favorite verse, every time I do a penance service at Advent, I always do this verse from the gospel, the shorter version. And I says, you do realize the whole reason Jesus Christ was born was why?
To save us
from our sins. That's the whole point. So once we come and surrender our lives to Jesus, and we let Jesus Christ take full control of our hearts and our lives, and I don't take that for granted for Catholics. There's only one question people ask you and me. Do people see Jesus when they look at us?